Hello, ma'am. Sorry about the hold. I was not able to find that. I talked to my supervisor and they're not able to find it either, so I have to send an email over. We found it in do you have a name of the insured? It's not, you said
It's
it
all
was
Republic. ALA, the policy number is all Republic. I provided to you the it's Amazon branded van, ALA 20200-28 is the policy number the customer provided.
I found it under that number, except the dash is 25 for that time frame of 9/1 of 23.
Okay. Maybe she just got had it wrong. Hello?
But it's, yeah, I'm here. It's not coming up as a still active policy, so they're gonna have to do some research in the research department and figure out what the right policy number is, because it's not coming up right in here in the system.
Because she said she called our Republic. That's what was. So, did you want me to do you want me to transfer her so you can let her know what's going on
Yeah,
and
that's
how to
fine.
proceed? Okay, thank you so much. One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This
Can
is
you hear
Michelle
me?
with PureCo. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, the policy number that you provided was ALA 20200-28. That is not a policy number that we actively have for the 2023. It's not pulling up in our system.
You
So
don't have a
I'm
ALA 20200-28.
no, ma'am. So I'm guessing
Okay.
it's maybe under a different policy number, but nothing's pulling up. I talked to my supervisor. They recommended I send an email over to our research department so that they can look into this and see what policy number might be active. It's probably a different year because of it being from in 2023. It probably has a different
I'm so.
ending code on the end of it.
No, I just put gave you the wrong information. I'm so sorry. It's
Oh.
200-200-28. I
It's
apologize for that.
20200-28, right?
No, 200 da sorry. 200-200-28.
Two hundred. Okay, let me try that.
I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
The COI that I have here in front of me shows policy 9723 to 9724.
Okay. Me see what that brings up.
Oh.
Okay, that brought it up. That's the correct one. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
I
All
am
right.
so sorry.
Okay, yep. And the loss was 9/1/23, correct? Okay. Nine seven. Oh man, that's not right either. This policy started on 9/7 of 23, and your accident was on 9/1.
I was hoping it was like a just that was the current one, and
Yeah,
so
let
it
me go
wasn't
back.
there wasn't there was yeah was there
Let
an
me
extra
try
policy
20.
on this?
Yeah, let me try 2/7 and see. No, it's not bringing up nothing. Okay, let me see here. 2/7. Back up. Put it back in again and see if it's. Sorry, my computer's being crazy. Two 200200-27. Okay, yeah, this one says it runs 9/7 of 22 to 9/7 of 23. So that would be the policy.
So there is coverage. Okay.
Yeah. It's just instead of the 28, it's 27 at the end.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was I need your information. You said your name was Michelle?
Yes, Michelle.
Is it M-I-C-H-E-L-L?
E.
Okay. And your last name?
Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And a good phone number for you?
It's 801-709-2418.
Okay, thank you. And that's a work number?
Yes, it's my direct line.
Okay. Let's see, and that looks like it is. Okay, I see the name here. Leaf something or other. Blue Leaf Logistics.
Blue Leaf. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, same address. Okay, was that a two-car accident?
That is a good question. I don't think I actually know. I just showed that there was just right damage at the right on the right side when it was returned.
Oh, it's a return rental return. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was okay. Returned, and there was dent.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like I've actually been able to get a hold of Diane.
Okay, that's fine. And you said it was on the passenger side front damage?
The right side.
Okay. And what do we have now as time of loss, or is it just a standard?
Just standard.
Okay. All right, and year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Is a 2023 Ford Transit van.
Okay. Do we have a plate or VIN for that?
Let me see. I'm not seeing it immediately here.
Okay. And who's the owner of the vehicle?
That is Aero, A-E-R-O, Corporation.
Okay.
Avis Licensee.
Okay. You said that's a cargo van, right? Damage area. Let's see, passenger. And driver for that?
Diane, D-I-A-N-E, and last name is Correa, C-O-R-R-E-A.
Okay, thank you. And the address for the where it was damaged?
I don't know. It came back. I can give you our address.
Okay.
Since we own the claim.
Okay.
It's 136 South Main Street.
Okay.
Spanish Fork, like a utensil. 84660.
You said Spanish Fork, F-O-R-K?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's in Utah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's see, no police report, right?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Alright, I think I've got everything I need. Check one more thing. Okay, your claim number is going to be XC-ORCA. -24-03740. You need me to repeat that for you?
No, I am good. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Your adjuster is going to be John Raymondson. Do you have his information?
No.
Okay, let me give you that.
John Raymondson? R-A-M.
Well, it's R-A-S, I'm probably not pronouncing it right. It's R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N. Rasmussen, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pronounce
no
the
worries.
Names. All right, let me give you his phone number here. Give me a second to get on that screen. Okay, his email address is going to be his first dot last name, so J-O-H-N. @xclaims.claims. Both of those are plural.
Okay.
And then a good phone number for him is going to be 659-201-1759.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.